This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In about a week, the current contract between the Writers Guild and the studios and networks expires, which means that in about a week, people will probably start yelling at each other. In Hollywood, any contract for an actor, for a union, for someone to come and clean the bathrooms, it doesn't matter, cannot for some reason get done until the last legal minute or sometimes just a little bit after that. Deals routinely close on Friday night at 9 p.m. around here, later if it's a holiday weekend, mostly because there's something in the DNA of the entertainment business that requires that basic routine stuff should be as unpleasant and rushed as possible, which is why every production is always days behind and you never have enough money in your budget. Now, the details of the contract, each side's negotiating position is pretty much what you expect, with a few wrinkles thrown in. More money, obviously. But what the writers and studios are wrangling around comes down to something more elemental. How different, read bad, will the future of the business be for writers? I mean, seen one way, this is a great time to be a writer. There's more buyers in the marketplace, more scripted entertainment, dozen new TV networks. But it also means that writers are being asked to sign longer-term contracts for less money. I mean, when I started, there were fewer networks, but each series produced 26 episodes a year. Now it's closer to 6 or 10, and if you stretch that out over 1 year and prevent a writer from taking another gig in between, it starts to get, as the lawyers put it, onerous. And in a world where the term residual means less and less, I mean, what's a residual after all in a business model fueled by monthly subscriptions and not advertising revenue? Should writers even be fighting for future payments? I mean, these are all complicated issues. And because they depend on future business models, which we all now know depend on future technology, there's a lot here that's unknowable. And whenever people argue about a hypothetical future, they tend to scream a lot. But in Hollywood, the only reason deals ever get made in the first place is because there's some external deadline that can't be shifted. A show that has to premiere in October, say, a director who is only available for the next 6 months. It's going to snow over there. The actress is due to give birth in July. The Chinese are getting suspicious about their money. The option's about to expire on the book. Stuff like that. So each side tries to maneuver around to use the calendar as leverage because the calendar is the only thing that neither side really controls. Network TV puts on massive presentations to advertisers in about 2 weeks called the upfronts because the networks try to get advertisers to give them some money up front, which for some reason the advertisers actually do. So the May 1st contract deadline gives the guild some leverage, but after that, when the schedules are set and pre-production period begins, the leverage starts to shift because pre-production to studio and network execs looks suspiciously like writers goofing off. So why not pretend to bargain in good faith even when the contract officially expires and say you're making progress and then stall until early June when the deals are in place and everyone's ready to go back to work and the calendar gets friendly again to the studios? I mean, there's a rumor that the Guild is going to make a separate deal with the streaming services, using them as leverage against the studios. Now, there's also a rumor that the Guild is going to make a separate deal with the studios to use against the streaming services. And there's also a rumor that none of this is going to happen because they're just isn't enough time and the calendar won't allow it. And that last rumor is the correct one. Because when trying to figure out anything in the entertainment business, the first thing to do is check the calendar, figure out what the immovable deadlines are, and then wait until a day or so before the time is up, and then start screaming at each other, and then make a deal. And that's it for this week. Next week, we steal jokes and we do not pay. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.